joined by Indian Old Activities Director, I should say, Lee Nelson. Lee, thank you very much for joining us. Probably not the year you envisioned at the end of 2019, or maybe it was, as that's when we were just getting into the pandemic, but we got through it. I think most, if not all, Indian Old Sports came through in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I think we had an idea it was going to be different when we weren't in school anymore, and then we weren't playing any sports or having any activities, and then we kind of got the quick go-ahead that, hey, baseball, softball is going to start, and this is what it's going to look like, and I think we started to understand that it's not going to be the same as it had been in the past, and it was a challenge just trying to figure out what those differences would be and how they were going to look and how we would handle them. But then I would say, as we got a little bit better of a grasp on everything, people got a little bit more comfortable. I thought our coaches, our kids, our directors, our parents did an outstanding job all year. Like you mentioned, we didn't have to miss anything due to COVID. We had some things that were canceled, but not from our end that happened. But by and large, once we got to the spring and we could get back outdoors, things got a little bit more normal. This summer was fairly normal for us with baseball and softball. So we are excited, hopefully, that we can get back to, you know, what it looked like before. I don't want to say normal or normalcy. I know it gets used a lot. But I think we are on our way to having a fairly standard year. I hope. We'll see how everything goes. But that's what we're planning on right now.
When you look back and reflect on what the football and volleyball and then moving into basketball with just not full capacity, you know, maybe not quite what we're used to, what comes to mind for you as far as, you know, just seeing kind of, for lack of a better term, a half-empty gym, even though that's kind of what we had to have?
Yeah, we didn't limit our home attendance in the fall last year. We did end up hosting the conference volleyball tournament because we have a great facility that allows us to do so with a lot of different courts. We did limit then, but we really started limiting in the winter. And I'd say the first thing I always think about with this is the inconvenience for our fans that I know was not easy on friends, family, our students, because they didn't get to go watch like they normally would. So I know that was disappointing, inconvenient, but it was something that we knew we had to do if we wanted to keep the season going. And our goal was to give our kids as many opportunities as they could all year, knowing that it was going to be different. People had to exercise a little grace with some of this stuff, but you know, I know it was tough for them, and I always will feel bad. I'll always think about, you know, some of those interactions where people were disappointed that they couldn't be there. But, you know, with that inconvenience also came the opportunity for our kids to still compete, and we did not have to stop it at all year.
It was a year of, I think, of accomplishments, a couple of conference titles spread out, I know, just various sports and seasons. Talk about, from an activities perspective, I think overall a really successful year for Indian Ole Athletics.
Well, first of all, we have a really good group of coaches. We have a really good group of athletes. We have a really good group of parents. So we are fortunate. It's not like that everywhere. I think if you get those three groups lined up and you have great groups like we do, the success kind of takes care of itself. So yeah, we were extremely excited with how things went this year. You talk about conference titles, state qualifiers, all those things that are, you know, probably the goals of those programs. But really just, I thought, successful from the standpoint of everyone just bought in and did what they had to do to make it the best experience as possible for our kids. And when you talk about success from an educational landscape, that's it right there. That's what we want. And if those other things happen, great. You know, and that's what we want to strive for. But I think that's kind of a byproduct of doing all things the right way, which I'm really confident that we do.
There were some new coaches this year. You're expecting some new coaches for next year. Talk about that process, kind of implementing their styles and your support from an activities director perspective, but also making sure that they get that introduction to Indianola schools.
Yeah, I'd say the biggest thing with that is I'm not going to tell a coach what to do strategy-wise. That's part of the freedom and the experience of being a coach is you get to decide what's best for your kids, your program, your coaches, whatever that may be. Our goal on our end in the activities department is to give them the support they need to do their job the best way they can. I'm not going to go to a football coach and say, hey, you should throw the ball more, you should run the ball more. You know, but if they have some questions or they need some guidance on some other things that may make the experience better, that's where we're at. And then, obviously, with new coaches, just getting them acclimated to how we do things. Every school has some different processes, and we're no different. So we just want to make sure that they are confident in what we do and how we handle things. And, you know, if they take care of those things, I'm always there to help if they need any. But, you know, the biggest thing is letting them go kind of spread their wings and do what they think is best for the programs.
All right, well, last question before we let you go is, what are you looking forward to here in 2021 and eventually 2022 for Indianola activities?
I think just getting back to having things the way we're used to having them. We want to have fans there to watch our kids. We want kids to have all the different events that they're used to having. You know, with you think about like something like show choir, where we host a huge show choir event in February. We weren't able to host that last year, and that's a big part of the experience for our kids. When you get to have those events where not only are you performing in front of people, but you're performing in front of the people in our community. So I'm really excited to hopefully get that stuff back where, you know, our kids are getting that full experience. And the, you know, we got a lot of it with just being able to compete and perform last year. But I would say, you know, having those people around for the support, because our community support, I say, is second to none. When you throw the community with our student sections that come and watch things, I mean, it's going to be hopefully a great, even better experience than it was maybe in the past, because I think people are going to be even more excited to be able to take in some of those events that we have here at Indianola High School.